making something out of nothing, providing practical advice on how to survive and thrive in harsh economic times. Have you been wondering about the recession? Wondering what you can do to avoid bankruptcy? Need advice on how to handle your redundancy money? Or do you want to know how to position yourself for prosperity? Well, stay tuned. We're about to hear the remarkable story of a company that began during the troubled financial period of the 1990s and has grown into a business worth billions. Meet Ryland Campbell, a farm boy from Carmel, Westmoreland, turned banking mogul. 15 years ago, he was working in the financial sector, which was on the brink of collapse. In 1994, the writing was on the wall. And within a couple of years, banks began to close, people began to lose their life savings, and confidence in the banking sector was at an all-time low. But Campbell and a group of investors had an idea.
There was a group of us that felt that we local boys and girls needed to be engaged in the financial sector. I had many years of experience in it, working in the commercial banking system. And so there was a bank that was available that was put in receivership by the Bank of Jamaica.
And so Capital and Credit Merchant Bank was born. Today it's part of the Capital and Credit Financial Group of companies with an asset base of $47 billion and a capital base of $5 billion.
Interestingly, when we started out, you know, there were really two companies, and now there are about seven companies, including a company operating in Florida as a broker-dealer, which is called in Jamaica an investment bank. So we have gone many places since the lonely, lowly days of 1994.
Today's money question is from a parent who asked, "What's the first thing I should do to teach my children the basics of saving and investing? I made a horrible mistake with my oldest son, who seems to ignore all wisdom when handling his finances, and I would like to do better for my two younger children by providing them with useful information early."
In order to encourage and to establish the basic background by which young people can understand the value and importance of money, is that you must teach your young child to save. Whatever you give them from their school or for any other purpose, you should teach that child to recognize that it is from that saving that they are going to be able to build their own future. In my view, the best thing that a parent can do for a child is to teach that child the value and importance of money and help that child to start a little savings program somehow, so that by the time that child becomes an adolescent, that child would have a sum of money put away for a specific purpose.
For more on how you can make something out of nothing, send your money questions to editors@gleanajm.com, and the experts at Capital and Credit will answer online, in print and on air. Log on to the Gleaners website, www.go-jamaica.com. Check out the Tuesday Gleaner and tune in to Real Business on Power 106 every fourth Tuesday at 9:35 a.m. for Making Something Out of Nothing. Real money business in real time for real people. I'm Stacey Ann Smith. Making Something Out of Nothing is a production of The Gleaner, where life unfolds.